Welcome to the Tip TV Finance Show, where I'm joined by Jeremy Stretch, who is head of G10 FX for CIBC. How are you today, Jeremy?
Very well, thank you, Zach.
Well, it's a very exciting day. I mean, just how do we start? Where do we start?
Well, I think we have to start with obviously the euro and the ramifications of the first round of the presidential election overnight, which caused a significant step jump on the open as far as the valuation of the euro is concerned. And we've seen that being reflected in a sharp compression in OAT bund spreads. French CDS has come in. So it's all providing a much more constructive backdrop for the eurozone and perhaps opening up the possibility that Mr. Draghi can move away from focusing on or being concerned by the underlying political dynamics and look a little bit more at the fundamentals, which are still reasonably supportive.
Well, on that front, I mean, we've had the jump today for the euro, which people might not really understand why it did that, because the whole fear a couple of months back was, you know, let's say if Le Pen won, then we'd have the euro tanking below 105. But it was already established that she wasn't going to win. But we behaved as if it was a surprise.
Well, it's true that I think we can go on with the assumption that Le Pen wasn't going to win. But I think the problem has been we've been looking through the opinion polls through the prism of Brexit and Trump, whereas we had a four-horse race going into yesterday's vote, and there was some degree of uncertainty as to whether the opinion polls themselves were valid. Clearly, there had been a compression between the four leading candidates going into that poll, and we also didn't know how voter turnout was going to play out. And indeed, actually, far from the ramifications or the assumption that it was going to be a low turnout, it was actually rather high, and that was always going to be a challenge for Madame Le Pen. So in a sense, the result itself is very much as expected, but I think there is a degree of relief that it is that expected result. And the assumption is now very much that, much like in 2002, the establishment will coalesce around the candidate who doesn't have a surname of Le Pen.
And we've got a situation where, I mean, this is the chart, the daily chart of the euro. We've actually gone back above the 200-day moving average for the first time in many months now. This is since let's say the autumn of last year. Does this mean the euro and the eurozone are back in favour?
I wouldn't say they're necessarily back in favour yet. I think it will be fascinating to see whether we can actually hold that 200-day moving average into the close. And I think what we did see last week was some sign and some evidence that some of the AAA sovereign names were still residual sellers of euro. So I don't think necessarily we can automatically assume that euro is off to the races and should be rallying and appreciating strongly. And of course, we shouldn't discount the fact that we do have an election on May the 7th for the second round. However one-sided that's presumed to be, that is still an election and there will still be election risk over that period. And of course, once we get through the presidential election, we then get parliamentary elections. And we shouldn't forget that the process in terms of running government is reliant on a strong parliamentary support. And of course, Monsieur Macron has a party which is essentially himself. So that does suggest that his ability to push through legislation after the presidential process is passed through, will also be relatively limited.
So we've got a Trump situation that you've just got a one-man band and you can't do anything.
There is.
There's very little he can do.
I think you're probably the first person I've heard thus far to dovetail Macron with Trump. But in that context, there is some similarity. I think that's true. And I think that's going to be something which will underline that the necessary structural reforms that France needs to pursue will still be compromised. So I think it is still going to be the case that the differentials between French and German economic activity and outlooks will still remain relatively large. And I think that's going to be an ongoing sore point for the eurozone and or the euro project. But ultimately, I think it is going to be the case that the removal of political risk or the downgrading of that, as I say, will allow the ECB and the market to focus more on those fundamentals and such like the composite PMI in the eurozone at a six-year high.
Well, dovetailing painfully in the wrong way with Macron and Trump. We've got Trump allegedly coming up with his big tax bazooka in midweek. But that's supposed to be on Wednesday. But on Thursday, Congress are going to shoot it down. Is that what we're expecting?
Well, I think one of my colleagues wrote that we should be expecting the mother of all tax cuts to be announced on Wednesday. But one suspects the details will be relatively light. I don't suspect that it will be including any border adjustment tax. And of course, as you quite rightly say, there are inherent instabilities within the US administration in order to push through and facilitate any tax cutting process. So I think in a sense, we are still talking about the early skirmishes in any fiscal reforms. Of course, it still seems to be the sequencing in the White House puts healthcare reform prior to tax cuts, but nevertheless, I think he's very mindful of that 100-day threshold, which is coming up at the back end of this week, and he is keen to be seen to be doing something, or at least outlining some bare plans in order to facilitate some degree of pushback against the assumption that he's achieved very little in his first 100 days.
Right. It would be churlish not to discuss this country after the surge that we saw in the pound on the election news, again also breaking the 200-day moving average and holding well above it. I think it's around 126 or something like that. So very, very, I mean, that's very rare for you to see such a big move. In fact, the last time we were through the 200-day line was the end of June. And look what happened there.
Indeed, indeed.
We're wary now. But Sterling enjoyed the prospect of a June the 8th election. Was that the right move for it to make? Because that should be hard Brexit and weaker sterling, right?
Well, indeed, and I think this could be where markets may be getting a little bit wrong. Clearly, we went into that election announcement with markets almost record net short still in sterling. So we've seen some of those shorts taken out and cleared out. So that short covering rally has played out. I think we may well have actually have tested that 200-day moving average even without the election, because I think markets were coming in and saying that they were too short at the beginning of last week, and actually the anecdotal spending data over Easter was reasonably encouraging. But I wouldn't necessarily want to be a buyer of sterling at these sort of levels against the US dollar, because absolutely, I think whilst some have been working on the assumption that if we get a larger Tory majority, that will limit the role of the rather more aggressive hard Brexit WTO type arguments from certain Conservative MPs. But I think ultimately, if we go into an election with a manifesto which is set with exiting the single market, removal from the customs union, ending the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, and the primacy of immigration control, all of those things are the constituents of hard Brexit. And so the Conservative manifesto is going to guarantee that's the strategy that the Prime Minister would be pursuing. So those that have been buying sterling or clearing out those sterling shorts or trimming those sterling shorts on the presumption or hope that it will be a softer Brexit, I think will probably prove to be rather misguided. So those 129 peaks, I think, won't be seen on a durable basis. And indeed, I think euro sterling is probably reasonably attractive over a short-term horizon to see that rallying back to sort of 87 or 88 pence.
Jeremy Stretch, head of G10FX for CIBC. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.